Blessings. It's the sixth season of the Small Enough Always podcast. For all of my new Small Enough Always family members, welcome. My name is Corey A. Ford, the host of the Small Enough Always podcast. Thank you for joining me on episode 2 of season 6. The title of this Small Enough Always podcast episode is Win at Winning. The quote of encouragement for this Small Enough Always podcast episode is, quote, when you have made up your mind to win, nothing will prevent you from winning, end quote. So much emphasis is placed on winning. One thing I have noticed and always paid attention to is what happens after the person or team has actually won. I mean, what's next? There are not too many people or teams within their respective sport that embody the notion of winning at winning. There is an easily identifiable posture that replicates a sense of satisfaction for the vast majority of people. I mean, after you've won, what's next? How does one muster up the energy, courage, and motivation to win yet again? Do you not go home with whom brought you to the dance? Do you not run it back with the same squad that had each other's back? If it is not broken, should you really tweak it? Typically, led by ego, therein, the questions emerge and the conflict ensues. Well, we are all too familiar with that story, how it goes, turns out, and ultimately winds up. Initially, they won. So, what's next? What do you do once you have won at whatever it was you were competing in? Do you undertake an infinite bask in glory? Or do you seek to replicate and share in your winnings so that others may partake in the strategy of not only winning, but winning at winning? I've been of the sound conviction that when I depart from my earthly existence, I will do so completely empty of everything I've gleaned along my life's journey. I want others to not only win, but to win at winning. I won't be defined by the losses I've endured. No, I will be refined by the lessons learned during said losses, mitigating the future mistakes that will undoubtedly be made to whomever is up next. That is what I will do next. Even in a loss, I have won new strategies for successes going and growing forward. My refusal to lose is not solely predicated on my desire to win. My refusal to lose is dictated by my determination to elevate others to a higher level of understanding. My refusal to lose provides infinite possibilities in the realm of reality. You win at winning, not at the ending. You win at winning from the beginning. When you have made up your mind to win, nothing will prevent you from winning. From the beginning to the ending, my mind is sound and I will win at winning. Smile and love always. You can follow me and Smile and Love Always on the following platforms: on X at Corey A. Ford, Instagram also at Corey A. Ford, or send me an email, Corey@smileandlovealways.com. Thank you for listening to the second episode of season 6 of the Small and Love Always podcast. I'm already looking forward to sharing more in the upcoming episodes this season. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you access your shows. And please give the show a rating if you like the episodes. I'm Corey A. Ford. Thank you for listening. Smile, have a wonderfully blessed day. We smile, we love, smile, and love always.